Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is Showing Up Matters, the power of supporting students beyond the classroom. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for, my vehicle. I'm so thankful for having a reliable vehicle that gets me where I need to go. Now that's easy to take for granted, isn't it? But when you're driving late at night or you're driving to events, it matters to have a reliable vehicle, and I'm so thankful for that. Second thing I'm thankful for, warm clothes at a chilly football game. I was at a football game last night, and I had this warm hoodie, and I'm so thankful I had that hoodie. It was just what I needed to help keep the chill off and keep me warm so I could enjoy watching the football game. Third thing I'm thankful for, calmness in my home. I'm thankful for a peaceful calm when it fills my home. You know, after a busy day or a long week, it can help me to recharge and to reflect having just calmness in the home. I'm so thankful for that. Well, we have our episode we are going to really dig into now. And that episode, once again, is the power. So showing up matters, y'all. Showing up matters. The power of supporting students beyond the classroom. Now, one thing that I always tell my students is that once you're a Mr. Cleave student, you're always a Mr. Cleave student. Or once you're a Mr. Funky Teacher student, you're always a Mr. Funky Teacher student. I don't care if I'm 100 years old, you are still my student, and I'm so thankful, grateful that I get to work with you and that I had you in my life. See, it's not about current students and former students. It's like once you're a student, you're always a student, and I try to send that message to them. And I tell my students that they're a student inside and outside of the classroom. And so part of that is showing up for them. Now I'm still their teacher, the students that I'm trusted to teach, I'm still their teacher inside and outside of the classroom. So if I see them at the grocery store, if I see them, if I'm at walking downtown somewhere, you know, downtown of a city, and I come across a student and they say, hi, I'm still their student, or I'm still their teacher. I'm still their teacher, y'all, and they are still my student. Maybe not directly working with them on a day-to-day basis, but once you're a Mr. Cleave student, you're always a Mr. Cleave student. I hope that's the type of energy that you give off to your students also, and that you let them know that as well for your students that you get to work with. And with that type of thinking, y'all, when we talk about showing up and supporting students beyond the classroom, the first thing that I want to talk about is showing up builds connection. Showing up builds connection with students. See, when students see their teacher in the stands at a football game or in the bleachers or at a concert or at a community event, it says, you matter to me beyond the classroom. Funky teachers, your presence validates their effort. It's powerful for a student to know an adult cared enough to come. an adult who shows up, it makes a difference. Students remember moments when teachers show up way more than almost anything else. It doesn't take fancy words. Sometimes just waving from the bleachers is plenty. I went to a football game last night because I had some fifth graders invite me, and I'm so thankful for that because when students realized I was up in those stands, watching them and cheering them on, and just watching their, I could see them down in the field, and their face lit up, and they were so excited that I was there. And I sat up in the stands with my warm hoodie, just cheering them on and giving them a thumbs up, and that was when powerful, because when students saw that I was there, they had a mix of surprise and pride, and that was worth it right there. So this small, just showing up is a small gesture that can build long-term trust, that can really change how kids respond to feedback or guidance back in class. And so I do know just through past experience by going to different student events that when you show up to things, it does make a difference, y'all. Second big idea here is we gotta have balance with real life, right? Like, teachers wear a lot of hats. We're parents, we're coaches, we're volunteers, we're friends. And we know that time is precious. It's okay to not be at everything for our students. I mean, we can't. I can't even get to all of the stuff for my own children because my wife and I have to kind of divide and conquer what events we go to. Where sometimes I have to go to certain events and my wife has to go to certain events. Maybe you're in that situation too. I have three children at home and I can't get to everything. I logistically cannot get to everything. So thinking that we can get to all of our students' stuff too, not possible. There's too much overlap, right? And there's not enough hours in a day to get it all done. And so it's okay to not be at everything that your students invite you at. What matters is showing up authentically when you can, when you're able to. I showed up to a football game. Now my students' football season now is officially over. I was able to get the one game. They invited me to almost every game, and I couldn't get to them. But it was important that I try to get to at least one there, and thankfully I was able to. See, when life does allow you to attend, make it intentional. Go, engage, and be present, y'all. I don't want to shame you, though, if you can't, though. But if you're able to, if you're able to make it work, I want to encourage you to do that because it will make a difference. Students will notice that you made an effort despite knowing that you have a full plate. My students know that I'm a very busy person inside and outside of the classroom. I talk about my children. I talk about my wife. They know I'm busy. They know I got a lot going on, and they. That's okay to share that with students. And then they will also notice that, hey, you made an effort to come to their event despite being having that full plate. It models for students also what balance looks like, caring for others while managing your own commitments. It models that so nicely for students that, hey, you know what? It's important to care for others, show care, to show up sometimes. Isn't that, I think one of the most powerful teaching strategies is modeling stuff for students. And what a great way to, what a great thing to model for students, showing up in that way, even though we are busy. Or because, you know, we there's people out there who are like, oh, I'm just so busy, I can't. And they won't go to that extra stuff or won't put the extra work in to make it happen because they just say they're busy. And then they don't show up to activities or events or performances for special people in their lives. And, you know, what does that say? And I say special people in our lives. My students are special people in my lives. And so I want to show up for them when I'm able to. Of course, you know, first and foremost, I will always choose my own children's activities over my students first, because, you know, I'm a parent, I'm a husband and parent. But when I'm able to, that when we can find that balance, and when we can even look for those opportunities to show up to things like I did, you know, it worked out really nicely. Where going to that football game, man, I double checked with my wife too. Hey, you know, we don't have any activities or events, or I guess there was one practice, but my wife got her child to that practice, and so then I was able to go to this football game. It really worked out nicely. So I have three kids, I have schedules and conflicts, but this time it aligned for me and I showed up. And that's what grace and balance looks like. The key message to teachers, y'all, that I'm trying to say here is that don't feel guilty for not being everywhere. However, celebrate the times you can be there when it comes to balance in real life. All right, the third thing that I want to talk about is the ripple of presence, y'all. That's what I want to talk about now. Showing up communicates care louder than any lesson or lecture ever could with students, right? Our presence builds belonging, where students start to see school as a part of their larger world. You send a message to them that, hey, I see you, I believe in you, you matter. By us showing up to see them, that's what we're saying to our students. And those connections often reappear in subtle ways. Improved effort, students showing more respect. Or, hey, y'all, it can be as simple as, hey, thanks for coming. They might say, hey, thanks for coming, Mr. Cleave, to my football game. It could be as simple as that, y'all. When we show up, it strengthens our classroom culture. When students know that you genuinely care, y'all, I think they will work harder in our classrooms. They work harder for me. They work harder for each other, even as a classroom. As a classroom community, even smaller follow-ups mean a lot. You know, there was one of my students scored a touchdown, and just saying, "Hey, I noticed you scored a touchdown." Bam! That kid was pretty excited that I noticed that, and has mentioned a couple of times to me already. Hey, I scored a touchdown, and thank you. Or, hey, thank you for noticing I scored a touchdown. You know, that was at it matters, y'all. It so matters. I'm excited to bring that in to the classroom, because, you know, after the game, hey, you scored a touchdown, or hey, you had a really nice block in that guy. I had a student who had a really nice block, and just mentioning that to him as I'm walking off the field and just having a conversation with them. You scored a touchdown, you had a good block. Those are some of the very same very exact conversations I mentioned, just little subtle things I mentioned that I know are going to pay dividends for a long time to come as I'm working on building those relationships with students. And so the ripple of presence will be there. My presence, seeing that and noticing that, will make a difference. And it doesn't have to be something big that I should say. Just in days to come, just mentioning to the rest of the class, hey, I got to see a pretty awesome football game. So it will impact the classroom culture. Even small follow-ups mean a lot to students. If you mention a play or a great performance, I went to this play where a certain student in the classroom was performing, and what a neat play. Just a small comment can help reinforce what we're trying to do here. And see, when we show up, we're not just watching, we're building the fabrics of our classroom community, y'all. Well, some reflective takeaways here is that teachers can't be everywhere. We know that. But when you show up even once, it can leave a lifelong memory for a student. It's about connection, not perfection. I want to encourage you to balance grace with intentional presence. Because when you show up for students outside of the classroom, you strengthen everything that happens inside the classroom. Well, that brings this episode to a close. If you found this episode helpful, jump on over to Apple Podcasts and hit me up with a 5-star and give a comment. And I want you to remember to go into your day, always remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.